Baby blood in the water tastes like death. The pro-child death regime seems to be kicking into high gear. It's unclear whether they fear a rising tide of opposition to womb killing, or if they smell the blood swirling in the miasmic waters that envelop the world. Children, always easy prey for uncivilized peoples, are perhaps at greater risk and more devalued than at any time in modern life. Homosexuals, who choose sterile sex and yet believe they are entitled to children, are acquiring them like chattel to be raised without mothers or fathers and in the midst of soul-killing sexual perversion masquerading as love. The internet devours children in its black hole of child porn sewage. Muslim extremists starve, kidnap, sell, rape, and murder children, and baby-killing profiteers can taste the blood of children and it tastes like money. Let's take a metaphorical boat ride around these bloody waters. First, the United Nations. On August 17, 2016, 435 baby-killing enthusiasts sent an open letter to United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and heads of all UN agencies announcing that they, quote, support the proposal of the International Campaign for Women's Right to Safe Abortion that you, that is to say the UN, declare September 28th International Safe Abortion Day, an official International UN Day, end quote. Yes, nothing says safety quite like being slaughtered in utero. One of the reasons feticide enthusiasts cite for an official International Safe Abortion Day is the increase in the number of annual abortions worldwide from 50.4 million every year between the years of 1990 to 1994 to 56.3 million every year between the years 2010 to 2014. Feticide enthusiasts want to ensure that the ghastly number of baby killings each year won't adversely affect the health of the baby's mothers. The second story is about Planned Parenthood. Here in the land of Lincoln, the baby-killing machine, euphemistically named Planned Parenthood, colludes with the perverse Shout Your Abortion crowd to celebrate the so-called right of mothers to kill their unborn babies, oh, and to profit from the bodies of the dead. Evidently, the $300 million Planned Parenthood gets from the government isn't sufficient to sustain their charitable work. So there are several frolicsome fundraising events planned at the Empty Bottle in Chicago to make money for Planned Parenthood. The Shout Your Abortion peeps describe the collusion thusly, and I quote, "The Chicago chapter of Shout Your Abortion and the Empty Bottle team up to raise money for Planned Parenthood, a vital American nonprofit," end quote. Just think, on November 4th, 2016, at the Empty Bottle in Chicago, you can enjoy an evening listening to the band Natural Child, who are, quote, hell-bent on finding the next beer bong a girl to suck on, end quote, and make money for Planned Parenthood at the same time. Or, if you're busy on November 4th, on November 9th, you can go hear Milk Belly, who, quote, always turn that shit up to 11 whenever they hit the stage, and we can't wait to see how they kick this shitstorm into high gear tonight, end quote, and my apologies. And in the midst of this poop storm, you can help make money for Planned Parenthood. The third story is about an organization called Catholics for Choice. In case you missed it, on September 12th, 2016, an apostate group of Catholics spent a boatload of money for huge full-page ads in major cities across the country to promote the anti-Catholic, inhumane view that slaughtering babies in utero comports with Catholicism and with justice. The ad read, "Public funding for abortion is a Catholic social justice value." Such a claim reveals the organization's profound ignorance. Social means pertaining to, devoted to, or characterized by friendly relations, or more generally, living together in communities. There's nothing less likely to foster good relations in a community than forcing community members to be complicit in killing developing humans in the womb. Justice means the principle of moral rightness, conformity to moral rightness in action or attitude, or righteousness. I can think of few things less righteous than requiring citizens to fund feticide, well, except for feticide itself. And since the Catholic Church opposes abortion, the claim of Catholics for Choice that public funding for abortion is a Catholic value is a bald-faced lie. But hey, if men can call themselves women, why can't Catholic apostates call themselves Catholics? The next story comes from a New York Post article titled, "Luke, I Am Your Grandchild." An unsavory family drama in Luke Skywalker's family is unfolding. The New York Post first reported that now former girlfriend of Nathan Hamill, Mark Hamill's son, has been pressured by Nathan and his parents to abort the baby, whose birth is due in October. After a first failed attempt at a chemical abortion, the mother, Megan Chen, decided not to go through with another attempt, and the coercive efforts of the Hamills to have their first grandchild killed intensified. As virtually everyone knows, the word choice is a politically strategic euphemism exploited to conceal and sanitize what is being chosen, the unjust slaughter of a tiny human in the womb. Why not just say it? The Hamill story exposes the myth that women are freely choosing to kill their offspring. The truth is that often parents, boyfriends, and husbands pressure women to kill their children. Quite obviously, the product of conception between two humans is a human, and no human has a moral right to end the life of another. Lack of full physical maturation on the part of one human doesn't give other, more developed humans the right to kill him or her. Neither does a human's imperfectness, geographic location, dependency status, or lack of wantedness grant more developed humans a right to kill him or her. The last story is about Jay Johnson's family legacy. In researching the barbarous activities of the pseudo-civilized personalities stumping for baby killing, I learned the sordid story of Dr. Kenneth Edelin, who died in 1914 and was the uncle of Jay Johnson, Barack Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security. Johnson, it turns out, comes from an unsavory line of feticide supporters and practitioners. His mother, Norma Edelin Johnson, was an associate director of a Planned Parenthood facility in Poughkeepsie, New York, and his uncle was the infamous Dr. Kenneth Edelin, who was at the center of an infamous court case over his gruesome 1973 legal slaughter of a baby boy during his 24th week of development. During Edelin's trial, it was revealed that a 17-year-old mother's womb had been injected with a saline solution which ordinarily burns and poisons the baby and initiates uterine contractions that lead to the expulsion of the baby. The injections were unsuccessful, so Edelin performed a hysterotomy in which he made an incision in the womb, similar to a C-section incision, reached in and by hand separated the baby from the placental wall. According to Edelin's 2014 obituary in the Washington Post, quote, "A doctor who witnessed the operation testified that Dr. Edelin had watched a clock for at least 3 minutes while holding the fetus inside the womb in order to ensure that the fetus had died before it was removed," end quote. Edelin disputed that claim, saying that if the baby had been born alive, he would have taken steps to get it to the nursery. Wow, such compassion, to be willing to take a baby whom he hadn't successfully slaughtered to a nursery. His compassionate side was demonstrated again in 1975 when he told the New York Times that, quote, "Nobody likes to do abortions, but the least we can do is to make it safe and humane," end quote. Safe and humane for whom? For the baby boy yanked from the womb and suffocated? Edelin, who became a hero to feticide fanatics, was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to a year's probation. Unfortunately, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court later overturned his conviction, arguing that, quote, "Only when a fetus had been born alive outside its mother could it become a person within the meaning of the statute," end quote. Edelin went on to become chairman of the board at Planned Parenthood Federation of America. So, parents, teach your children well.